happiness. 2010, back again with my pen and my page. Thoughts, words,
my heart, my soul,
stage, that's all I need. I seen the world,
I seen there,
my eyes open, I've done that. Time for you to do the same.
I was born as a fortunate man, taught that I should walk forward and stand tall, but we've all fallen for scams, wars to support corporate demands, in a race and running court in a jam, making money for the Porsche or the land, poor and the hungry, wars in Sudan, thwarting their plans, boarding the boats that go float to our shores, but abandoned at the borders of water and sand. Kids are living ravenous, and it's as if it never happens. It's a bit ridiculous, the given packages is meant to give a famished kid some happiness, when the rich is living with the lavish. Has it got the power now to be miraculous, but have forgotten how to build the characters? This has got us down to pills to hack it. It's a hazardous and killer habit, having us in panic as the governments are telling us how bad it is with economic challenges, forgetting that we got a fabulous and not comparing us to what our practices are doing to the third world masses. This is raising activists as passionate as birth, turn a raven to a hate for capitalists. But I'm staying diligent and laying lyrics on a page, filling it with flames, building as a blaze, pillaging a phrase. Brilliance delivered wisdom, and it takes nothing but a pen to bring it to your face. Militant, straight killing it, but never underestimate villains in this game. Ministers of fame dealing it today, dreamers trying to make millions. They ain't willing to behave civil and remain oblivious to praised images that take women, but I ain't feeling it. The pain's limitless in Asian villages, paid minimum slaves driven with a cane, whipping them to make figures in the state's interests. I paint pictures for the ravenous. 2010.
I want you to really listen to me.
Good.
My eyes are open.